the etymological root of hope, tikva, appears in God's proclamation, yikavu, let the waters be gathered in. The point, perhaps, is that hope for Judaism is to believe in the face of tohu vavohu, in confronting the chaos in our world, that we can gather together a reservoir of strength within us. Welcome to Jerusalem 365, episode 159, Our Hope. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. It was in the 1880s that Naftali Hertz Imber published a poem that would play such a large role in the future of the Jewish connection to Jerusalem and the Holy Land. The poem was titled Tikvatenu, Our Hope, and it was eventually set to music, becoming known as HaTikva, The Hope. The poem was inspired by a passage in Ezekiel, the vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones, in which the Jewish people are depicted as saying, Ovda Tikvatenu, Our Hope is Lost. To which God replies, Lachein hinabe v'yamarta lehem. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Ko amar Hashem Elokim. Thus says the Lord God, Hine ani potech et kivrotechem. Behold, I will open your graves, v'aleiti etchem mikivrotechem, ami, and I will bring you up, my people, from your graves, v'heveti etchem el admat Yisrael, and bring you to the land of Israel. Thus the poem, inspired by this vision, is proclaiming, Od lo ovda tikvatenu, our hope is not lost. But the poem's original refrain is different from the chorus of the song that serves as the national anthem of Israel today, and it is worth revisiting the original version and to ponder its continuing lessons in our time. Because of today's well-known version of HaTikva, we are used to the chorus, Od lo avda tikvatenu, HaTikva bat shnot alpayim, Our hope is not yet lost, the 2,000-year-old hope, Liyot am chofshi bi'artzenu, Eretz Tzion v'Yerushalayim. To be a free people in our land, land of Zion and Jerusalem. But the original version, written by Imber, published in the 1880s, is different. Od lo avda tikvatenu hatikva hano shana. Our hope has not yet been lost, the ancient hope. Lashuv l'eretz avotenu. To return to the land of our fathers. Vilair asher David chana. And to the city where David camped. The current version speaks of the Holy Land and its sacred city, Jerusalem, by names, Eretz Tzion v'Yerushalayim. The original references, the land of our fathers and the city where David camped. Imber's song was changed in order to focus on statehood, Liyot Am Chofshi, to be a free nation. But the original poem was, at first, more well-known. It was, originally, the Song of Zion, Lashuv el Eretz Avotenu v'la'ir asher David chana. The current version of HaTikva is political. The original, more familial. My goal here today is not to criticize the current version, but rather to note how the original contains certain concepts that are also worth remembering. First and foremost, the familial element that lies at the heart of the connection that Jews share with one another. In the original version, as we mentioned, Imber did not even need to say the word Jerusalem. Just referencing the city where David camped was sufficient, for the Jewish relationship with Jerusalem is bound up with David's legacy, and we have already explained in our podcast why David chose Jerusalem as his capital, seeing it as the city that would unite the people of Israel by placing family at the heart of Israelite identity. As we've discussed in both Bible 365 and Jerusalem 365, the selection of Jacob's son Judah as the ancestor of the monarchy begins with Judah's willingness to sacrifice for his brother Benjamin before the vizier of Egypt, which was Joseph in disguise. When Benjamin seems about to be taken as a slave, Judah steps forward and says, "Take me instead." In this extraordinary act, Judah reflected repentance for the original crime of selling Joseph, inspired Joseph's forgiveness, bound brethren together, and ensured the covenantal continuity of the chosen people. Jerusalem, as a city, as we have mentioned, is shared between the territorial portions of Judah and Benjamin. It is thus a spatial recreation of Judah's repentance, of his sacrifice for his family, and of his being chosen as the ancestor of the monarchy, ancestor of the Davidic dynasty. David understood that Jerusalem's uniqueness lay in the fact that it was a geographic representation of the union of Judah and Benjamin, of Judah's brotherly responsibility for Benjamin, and he therefore chose Jerusalem as the capital in order that the chosen people in their chosen land, forming a polity, is forever reminded that they are first and foremost a family. To speak of Jerusalem as the city where David camped is, to speak of Jerusalem as the location that reminds us that where Judah feels joined to Benjamin, where brother sacrifices for brother, there Judaism is revealed. There is a city selected as a locus of Jewish devotion forever. Thus, Imber joins familial emotion in his two descriptions of Jewish yearning, Lashuv el Eretz Avotenu, to return to the land of our fathers, and to the city selected by David as a reminder of devotion of brothers. The original poem, published in the 1880s, reflects these theological, emotional, and familial themes throughout all of its passages, but perhaps most emotionally resonant are its final lines. Shimu achai ba'artzot nudi et kol achad chozenu. Hear, my brothers, in the lands of my wandering, the voice of one of our visionaries. Ki rak im acharon ha-yehudi gam acharit tikvatenu. For only with the very last Jew will be the end of our hope. Judaism, familial connection, and hope are intertwined. And when we ponder this, we realize that the true etymological source of the Hebrew word for hope can be discovered in the very opening text of Judaism itself, Genesis. For the word likavot, to hope, can also mean to gather. And this word first appears in the story of creation. The world begins as chaos, tohu vavohu, veruach elokim merachefet al pnei amayim, with the Spirit of God hovering over the lifeless, uninhabitable mass of water. And then God proclaims, let there be light, and then adds the following, yikavu hamayim, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. V'tera'eh ha-yabasha, let the dry land appear. V'ayihi chein, and it was so. Thus, the etymological root of hope, tikva, appears in God's proclamation, yikavu, let the waters be gathered in. The point, perhaps, is that hope for Judaism is to believe in the face of tohu vavohu, in confronting the chaos in our world, that we can gather together a reservoir of strength within us. If we are created in the image of God, then just as God's creation began with the Spirit of God over the waters, so too we are gifted with a spirit of our own that can reveal a reservoir of courage within us to overcome whatever chaos appears in our own lives and in the lives of our people, and to proclaim that our hope is not yet lost. It was Menachem Begin who long ago learned the profound power of the familial bonds expressed by the original version of Atikva, Tikvateno, and how these bonds can be found even in the seemingly most distant of Jews. As Begin describes in his prison memoir, White Nights, while imprisoned by the Soviets for Zionist activity, Begin met a fellow Jewish prisoner by the name of Garin. Garin was a dedicated communist, a Jew who hated religion and Zionism. He had served as assistant editor of Pravda, but was still arrested under Stalin. Begin and Garin languished together in prison. The two of them together, the Zionist who believed in God and the Jewish communist who had seemingly rejected all bonds to his people. At one point, they were transported on the Pechora River on a prison boat. Garin was ill, dying. Begin described what unfolded. Quote, one day, it might have been night, Garin's voice aroused me from the semi-sleeping state that we were in perpetually because of the dark, hunger, weakness, and the stench. Menachem, Menachem, he called in a whisper. It was the first time he had addressed me intimately. And then soon after, Begin adds what Garin said. Do you remember the song Lashuv? He spoke to me in Yiddish for the first time. What song? I asked, also in Yiddish. He had said Lashuv, and at first I did not understand him, perhaps because of his pronunciation or perhaps because I was still half asleep. How is it that you don't know? He asked rather crossly. It's the song that Zionists sing. It's the song the Zionists used to sing in Odessa when I was still a boy. Lashuv, Lashuv, don't you know that song? Ah, you mean Hatikva, I said, using this pronunciation. Perhaps it is Hatikva. What I remember is the word Lashuv. Yes, it is Atikva. You mean the song Lashuv La'eretz Avotenu, the song of hope to return to the land of our fathers. Of course I remember it. Well then, said Garin, sing it to me. You see, Menachem, I won't get out of here alive. Feel this. And Begin adds, he took my hand and placed it on his breast. His heart fluttered rapidly against my hand. End quote. Thus, we have a dying Jewish communist who remembers the Zionist song that he needs now to hear. Lashuv, to return. Begin further writes that Garin said to him, quote, perhaps you'll get out. Perhaps you will one day come across my children. Who knows? Tell them about their father. Tell them everything. Tell them, I always used to think of them, but now I want you, please, to sing me Lashuv. Sing me Lashuv. End quote. Begin never forgot this moment and all that it taught him. He reflected further in his book that, quote, life does indeed create situations more fantastic than any in fiction. Adding a bit later that, quote, and with us lies Garin, former assistant editor of Pravda, a communist from his earliest youth, estranged from his people, enemy of Zion, persecutor of Zionists. When last did he hear the strains of Hatikva and Odessa? When last did he scoff at the Loshuv? What did he not do to destroy the hope to return? What did he not do? What was he not ready to do so that the other quote-unquote hope should be attained? Almost 25 years had passed since his life's dream had become a reality, since the triumph of the revolution for which he suffered, for which he was ready to give his life, for which he toiled and fought. 25 years. And Begin a bit later adds, and when the time comes after infinite trials and tribulations, what does the assistant editor of Pravda, general secretary of the Ukrainian Communist Party, remind himself of? He reminds himself of Loshuv, to return to the land of our fathers. That is his consolation. And perhaps for the first time since it began to flow northwards, the Pechora heard the prayer of confession and thanksgiving. And out of the depths we cried unto the Lord, Lashuv la'eretz avotenu. End quote. This is a very moving story. There is, of course, sadness here as we ponder the tale of a Jew who has wasted his life as a communist. But it is an incredibly striking scene in which this man seeks to connect with his people at the last moment. I often comment, whenever I speak about this story, that I'm also overcome with wonder at the fact that the man who held Garin's hand, singing Imber's original version of Hatikva, would one day be a prime minister in a Jewish state, and who would go on to defend the honor of and the Jewish connection to the city where David camped. Jerusalem is David's city, and the bonds to it that Jews can feel are religious, political, and familial. For in inventing the very idea of Jerusalem, in joining family and faith, David ensured that not even in exile could the memory of Jerusalem be destroyed, that the longing for Jerusalem would remain, and that therefore the familial connection of Jew to Jew would remain, connected by the Jewish longing for Loshuv, the desire to return to the land of Zion, the familial land, and to the city where David camped. This is Meir Soloveitchik. Looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.